todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is May 2nd, 2012. This is episode 85 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Practice yoga to improve health and live a better life. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Yama by Yoga Music Unlimited, recorded on the first Gitas from 2007. Watch and have a listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life, if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for learning things that help make life better. We save you money and time. Our home projects and endeavor for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you projects with a purpose. It should always be important why we do the things we do, especially if we're trying to make a better life. So connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. We've got files there that you can download for your to-do list and share your to-do list ideas with us. On our to-do list today is practice yoga to improve health and live a better life. But first, a disclaimer. I am not a yoga expert, nor am I a trainer or associated with any recommendation on this site and podcast. Neither this site or its owner are in any way providing anything other than a personal set of stories of what was required to plan and accomplish tasks for a personal to-do list. No responsibility is to be attached to the owner or site for what you actually do with the information provided. Now, with that out of the way, we can get into the meat of the subject, which is yoga. Yoga is a physical, mental, and spiritual discipline originating in ancient India. The goal of yoga, or of the person practicing yoga, in this case me, is the attainment of a state of perfect spiritual insight and tranquility while meditating on the Hindu concept of divinity. I never get that far. I came to practice yoga as a means to deal with low back pain starting in 2005. Almost everyone will experience low back pain at some point in their lives, and I started to experience it when I was 39 years old. A common cause of low back pain is lumbar spinal stenosis, and that's what I have. As we age, our spines change. These normal wear and tear effects of aging can lead to the narrowing of the spinal canal. This condition is called spinal stenosis. The pain began to become more regular in 2004, and it was kind of acute, and I went to my physician and he told me that I was going to have to live with this. This was something that I'd have to learn to deal with over time, and it would just be a regular part of my life. He did refer me to a pain clinic, and I did experience 3 spinal injections of cortisone, which kept my back pain-free for a month at a time. But there's a limit on how much of that a body can take, and I had to turn to something else. I did a bit of research on low back pain and eventually came across some very informative yoga sites. So starting in 2005, I began to practice yoga, and I haven't stopped. What I learned about yoga is a set of amazing facts that I wish to share with you. The first thing I learned about yoga was that it required a relaxed state of mind and body to begin. I also learned that yoga has physiological benefits unlike any other form of exercise that I had done before. Practicing yoga allows for a stable autonomic nervous system equilibrium. My pulse rate decreases when I practice yoga. my respiratory rate decreases and my blood pressure decreases. I also learned about the psychological benefits of practicing yoga. First, there is the somatic and kinesthetic awareness increase. My mood improves and subjective well-being increases. There's the benefit of an increase in self-acceptance and self-actualization. Social adjustment increases, and anxiety and depression decrease. I also learned of the biochemical benefits from practicing yoga. For example, glucose decreases, sodium decreases, and total cholesterol decreases. There have been numerous clinical studies over the years that reveal these statements, and I have a link to research results in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. But I really think yoga is great. And the reason I think it's great is because it taught me to accept new things. I have always been a physical exercise person. You know, no pain, no gain. I pick things up and I put them down. That's the way I was trained for high school football, wrestling, and the U.S. Army. But through yoga, I learned that physical pain did not necessarily result in good health. Having a good, clean, clear mind leads to good health. I still lift weights and I ride my bike every day. I walk the dog and play sports with the kids, but yoga has added a new dimension of how to be healthy and strong. Yoga benefits the parasympathetic nervous system. It dominates the subcortical regions of the brain. It dominates slow, dynamic, and static movements. Normalization of muscle tone, low risk of injuring muscles, and low caloric consumption. Minimum effort is required, and relaxed energizing through breathing that's natural or controlled is required. It's a balanced activity of opposing muscle groups. It's non-competitive. It's process-oriented. Awareness is internal because the focus is on breath and the infinite. And there are limitless possibilities for growth in self-awareness as you practice yoga. On the other hand, when compared to almost any other type of physical hard exercise, the benefits of hard physical exercise include sympathetic nervous system domination, cortical regions of the brain domination, rapid forceful movements, increased muscle tension, higher risk of injury, moderate to high caloric consumption, effort is maximized, fatiguing, breathing is taxed, imbalance of activity of opposing groups, competitive, goal-oriented activities. There's awareness on the external as the focus is on reaching the toes or reaching the finish line or reaching the goal, what have you. And then there's the boredom factor. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. As the old way of doing weightlifting. But with that in mind, who would benefit from yoga practice? Well, I listed a number of benefits, and there does not seem to be a limit to who should practice yoga because of those benefits. There is some debate out there about how seriously religious people should take the philosophical and spiritual aspects of yoga, but I guess the same could be said for any religion other than Hindu. It's a big world, and you should have a big enough and an open enough mind to allow for the benefits of this wonderful lifestyle. I do recommend you check with your physician first because yoga is a proven life improver, but it's always good to get a doctor's opinion first. It's a life improver for people who suffer chronic pain, depression, poor health, poor mental health, and it's great for athletes and the everyday person who just wants to feel better and raise their energy level to the fullest. The best way to live a better life is to feel good about your life, and yoga really helps you start that. So how do you actually start practicing yoga? Well, I recommend beginning with a sun salutation because it's the easiest way to get started. If you can try to get out into the sun while you're doing it too, it helps. It is vital for our health to get out into the sun at least 20 minutes a day, and I really recommend that you begin the yoga practice in the morning as the sun is rising. I have done this many times, and there are few things greater than welcoming the sun with good vibrations and good yoga. Let the rays of the sun melt into your pores. This dynamic sun series, the sun salutation, is always synchronized with conscious breathing. For example, imagine a tiger waking up with the sun and stretching its entire body with intensity and agility. My dog tries to do this every day, but that tiger image is hard to get out of my mind. The tiger's quiet, but it's got all of the knowledge of its power. It is important to remain conscious of the increased energy to all parts of your body as you practice this first exercise. And with each inhalation, you will feel that your body is being filled from the tailbone up into the rib cage and into both lungs with crystal-like energy. You begin by standing in a mountain pose. Your feet are about hip-width apart, hands either by your sides or in a prayer position, and you take several deep breaths. On your next inhale, in one sweeping movement, you raise your arms up overhead and gently arch back as far as it feels comfortable and safe. As you exhale, you bend forward, bending the knees if possible, and bringing your hands to rest beside your feet. Inhale and step the right leg back. Exhale and step the left leg back into the plank position, kind of like a push-up position. Hold and inhale. Exhale and lower yourself as if coming down from a push-up. Only your hands and feet should touch the floor. Inhale and stretch forward and up, bending at the waist. Use your arms to lift your torso, but only bend the back as far as it feels comfortable and safe. Lift your legs so that only the tops of your feet and your hands touch the floor. It's okay to keep your arms bent at the elbow. Exhale, lift from the hips and push back and up. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Exhale, bring the left foot forward and step into the head-to-knee position. Inhale, rise slowly while keeping arms extended. Exhale, and in a slow sweeping movement, lower your arms to the sides and end by bringing your hands up into the prayer position. Repeat the sequence as you can. The sun salutation is done as a series of repetitions, and when you reach a stage where you can do one series, try three the next time. After that, try to build up to 10 or 12 or whatever your lungs may be able to do without any stress whatsoever. Please remember that this is not a test of your strength, but a test of your willingness to allow your body to flow with its own sun energy. That's it for today. Now go and look at the show notes and consider a short yoga practice in your daily routine for a better life.